Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Lies we do every Tuesday at 11:40. Hoffy, what do you have for us today?
Let's start with you, Sal.
Oh, Hoff seems a little ornery today.
No, it's my first day
you
back.
Got a fresh
too.
Haircut, I noticed.
Did I?
Yeah,
I did.
Did you not?
I know I did. I forgot to
take the hat off.
You get the hat on, but a nice little
shave the beard.
I noticed on the side a little buzz cut. All right. Yeah, you were off yesterday as well. All right, welcome back.
Thank you, guys.
What do you did the Giants game? He was in Buffalo for the Giants. How was that?
It was all right.
Okay.
The wings were okay.
Yeah. I know.
The scenes were all right.
Buffalo is, Buffalo. All right, Hop.
Buffalo's quiet.
What do you got for us?
I tried to make the best of it. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
All right. Bullface Live, Bullface Truth, Sal.
Yeah.
Will Warren will pitch in the playoffs this season as a starting pitcher?
Freed, Rodon, Schlittler, Warren, who am I forgetting here?
Heel.
So it's going to be Freed, Rodon, Heel for sure. Yeah, I think he is. I think Warren is going to be, I trust him right now more than I do Heel. Heel, thank God, was good the other day.
Yeah, he was pretty good the other day. Yeah,
I'd say that's a bold-faced truth. I think if you do the math, it's either him or Schlittler. Assuming that everybody stays healthy, obviously, if no health, all bets are off. Yeah, I think Warren's been one of the more reliable, more consistent guys here, BT. I would trust him more so than some of the others. I'm going to say it's a bold-faced truth.
I'm going to say bold-faced lie, and I like Will Warren. I do. He's got good stuff. Now, I think his off-speed stuff needs to get up to where his fastball is. He strikes out a lot of guys, and last night you saw it against a Twins team that just, based on the numbers, has not hit fastballs well. So it was a good matchup. You face a better team, more disciplined, like the Astros, another team, Tigers, whatever, Red Sox, Blue Jays. I think they'd hit him more. And I do like Will Warren. I'm bullish on the future,
right.
But no. I'm going to say bold-faced lie. He will not get to baseball as a starter in the postseason.
But then,
they get there.
You're going to go Schlittler instead?
Yes.
Wow.
I love Schlittler.
Really?
I like him a lot, yeah. And I like Warren.
Over Warren in the postseason?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good for a two-run homer right out of the get-go, Schlittler.
Yeah, so is Warren.
Yeah.
Generally.
I think Will Warren has had like 17 games where he's pitched given up two earned runs or less.
Or less.
Was there a reason that prompted this other than his start last night, or you were just looking ahead saying Warren?
I mean, I just honestly, we are getting closer to the playoffs. You have to start to think about the rotation.
Actually, it seems like we're getting further from the playoffs.
What else you got?
Right, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth, BT.
Yeah.
Malik Nabers will be ready to play week one of the regular season.
Well, I think you should answer this. You were just in Buffalo with him.
He wasn't there.
No, but I'm saying the intel, the connections, you piped in more than we are at this point. You're around the team now. I would say bald-faced truth. I mean, maybe some of that's born out of unfounded optimism because without Malik Nabers, Giants offense looks very different. I'll say bald-faced truth. And hope that throwing the dart is on the money.
You know what would have been a money question, Hoff? And maybe we could just do this as a topic, but whatever. Who's more important to the offense, Andrew Thomas or Malik Nabers? Because for me,
it's easy. It's Thomas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But we all get caught up on the sexy wide receiver and Nabers. So my bigger issue would be, is Thomas going to be ready? I have my doubts about him. I do think it's a bald-faced truth. Nabers will be ready week one. I think with wide receivers sometimes, there's no need to have Nabers going out there taking any extra hits at this particular point. I'm sure you'll see him in the preseason, maybe this week.
I hope. Jets-Giants.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe against the Jets, you'll see him out there. I have just my gut feel. Now, again, I have no intel. My gut feel is I think Nabers will be fine. I do not have that same gut feel about Thomas. I'm concerned about Andrew Thomas. Go ahead, off.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Sal.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter was right for not going to Old Timers Day?
That's a good question. I'm going to still say you are. I'm going to still say it's a bald-faced lie. I don't want to hear the excuses. You're Derek freaking Jeter. They're honoring the 2000 team. Come on. You got to be there. Make it work. It's one day a year. Figure it out with the Yankees. It's bad on both the Yankees and Jeter. If he couldn't do this date, then they should have accommodated him, which is why I don't ultimately believe that. I got to believe the Yankees are smarter than that.
100%.
So they went to Jeter. He just didn't want to be a part of it for whatever reason. But what I will say is he does come out looking smart to a certain extent. Old Timers Day was a bust. It just didn't seem...
Doesn't feel the way it used
to. No, it's a big difference between Mickey Mantle and Homer Bush.
Yogi Berra.
Yeah, I get it.
Whitey was there forever.
But still.
It's depressing, actually.
I get it, but still. You see Willie Randolph out there, Jorge Posada. O'Neill. Yeah, Clemens out there. Even though those guys, I hated those guys in the Dynasty, and we feel like it's yesterday watching those guys pitch. It is almost 30 years. Actually, it is 30 years ago.
That's
25
crazy.
From the 2000 team, but Jeter's got to be a part of it, even if it's not the same as it used to be with the all-time greats with the Yankee legends.
DiMaggio coming out in a suit. I mean, Scooter. No, it's never going to be that way again. It's just not. Even like Goose and some other players that are kind of have alienated themselves from the program, from the franchise at this point. It was good to see Greg Nettles back. It had been a while since Greg was there. I'm with you. It's been diluted. I love it. I watch it. I record it. I do absorb it all. I really do enjoy it, but it's not the same. All right, so the question, just frame the question. I know my answer. I lost sight of the question again.
Jeter was right for not going to Old Time.
A bald-faced lie. 100% lie. I mean, nonsense. I think he comes across looking incredibly petty. There is nobody on this planet that can convince me otherwise that it wasn't born out of an issue with either Cashman or something else in the organization. And at that point, I would tell Derek, because I'm just not buying the part about the party. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I would say put your big boy pants on and go out there and do it for your teammates. You know, it was the Subway Series. First of all, it doesn't matter what World Series it was, but the fact that it was the Subway Series and it was against the Mets, and for you not to be there, I think is very, very petty. I think it's weak. And I think, Derek King, the almighty King Derek, who has never besmirched in the court of public opinion, I think that he pissed off a decent amount of Yankee fans. And I don't think what I'm saying right now is rogue. I'm not saying everybody agrees with that. But I think there's a greater percentage than maybe you or Hoff or others would think. I think a lot of Yankee fans are turned off by that, and they should be.
Yeah, but to me, that would show more. Like, if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm more mad at the organization because I think that Jeter.
At the organization?
Yeah, because I think Jeter has some issues with Cashman.
Well, too bad. Get over it.
I'm just saying that, but that's been there before.
But you're not going to fire him. Well, I mean, I would have fired Cashman years ago, but you're not going to fire Cashman just to satisfy his old-time demand.
By the way, I'm unsure how these old-timers, they work. Like, it doesn't make any sense. I know that they were honoring the 2000 team specifically, 25-year anniversary.
Which they didn't do back in the day. They just brought everybody back.
Okay, but that's my point. So it wasn't all 2000 Yankees.
No, because Fred Stanley, who filled in for Willie, I think, in 78 and hit 420 playing second base. Fred Stanley, who actually played, he got in that bad guy. God bless him. He's 78 years. There was some randomness. Nettles wasn't on the 2000 team.
That's what I'm saying. Well, Willie, I don't know if he was a coach, but he wasn't on the 2000 team.
No.
So, and then the Mets are doing the same thing with their alumni game, whatever they're calling it, September 13th, where it's like, oh, well, it's only from 2015 on because it was or something like that. I forget exactly what they're saying.
Is it a game or an acknowledgement?
No, they are going to play a game.
Well, maybe that. Okay, that, but I love the games.
Their game actually made the Yankees, I think, have a game because the Yankees were not going to play a real game at that point.
They hadn't done it for a couple of years since COVID, which was ridiculous.
But then with the Mets, I'm like, oh, where's Doc? And he's not getting invited. So,
Doc looked huge.
Yeah, I know.
His belly is massive.
I know, but still. So Doc Gooden could get invited to the Yankees old-timers day, but not at the Mets alumni game?
Wait, but the Mets didn't invite him, or he just can't go?
He's not invited to the next one that's coming up in September.
What?
So then I was going to ask you, was A-Rod invited to this?
No.
So that's
Wait, let me take that back. I don't know for sure. I don't know the answer to that question.
But don't you think
it's a good question.
Don't you think if he were, he would go?
I think I think, and again, just getting to know him a little bit now, I don't want to speak for any stretch, but I would think that it means so much for him to reconnect with the fans and make amends and fix those bridges that were burned in some regards. I think he'd show up if he was invited.
So now their excuse to say, well, we don't want to invite A-Rod because it's 2000 specific, but it's really not. Same thing with the Mets. Like, if there's an issue with Doc Gooden, well, they could say, well, it's 2015 specific or whatever it is. But in reality, it's not. Like, it's either Old Timers Day or it's not. And if you have an Old Timers Day, right?
I never looked at it that way.
It's pretty simple, though.
Yeah. Like, you played for us at some point. We want you back. Come on back.
There's certain levels of Old Timers, sure. There should never be, in my opinion, an Old Timers Day or a Mets Alumni Day that does not include Dwight Gooden as long as he's here.
I couldn't agree more.
And if you're saying it with the Yankees, they did invite Jeter, he didn't want to show up. But even A-Rod, is he an old timer for the Yankees? He is.
I know he is.
So there should not be a Yankees Day, an Old Timers Day, without some of the Yankee greats. I mean, A-Rod did it in 2000. That's a long time ago now.
Think about how different it would feel when they're introducing the players. Now, Reggie Jackson's not there.
Right.
He's, he turned coat, went to the Astros, and then he left the Astros. I don't know what's going on.
But even for this, he's still... He couldn't get, like, he didn't want
to... I don't know where the relationship is. I'm just not a Reggie guy. I've met him a couple times. Just wasn't particularly nice, whatever. So I'm just not a big Reggie Jackson fan.
But you were as a kid?
No, I actually was not. I loved Nettles. I loved Willie. I just was not a big Reggie. I don't know why. Loved Winfield. You know, and then, of course, Donnie.
I know you were on vacation that week, but when we had Willie at the Joe Torre thing, I kept telling him, like, oh, dude, you got to come in studio. He said he would do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, because there was a lot made of when he was on last time. I don't know if Willie's comfortable with that. Mm. But either way, I was like, dude, BT loves you. Like, you got, he knows the show.
Willie, yeah, no, and Willie Randall's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he said, you got to come in studio.
I told you, dude, when I was at Michael Kay's wedding, Willie had gone down to spring training early, and Michael got married, I think it was in February. I think it was Valentine's Day weekend years ago. And Willie's wife was there, and who I had never met. And she came up to me, and I believe Willie's daughter or both daughters. I know at least one daughter. Anyway, Willie's wife came up and said, hey, you know, I'm someone, I forget her first name, Mrs. Randolph, such a pleasant, awesome woman. And she's like, I just wanted to thank you for how you defended my husband on SNY, because I was bagging the Mets for the way they just cut him in Anaheim. Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing about SNY, and I know they let you do this as well, they let you say whatever you want. There is not an ounce of censorship on SNY. I mean, I was crushing them, and they didn't say a peep about it, but Willie's, you know, wife was very appreciative. So if we ever get Willie in studio, hey, first of all, he's got the both the Yankee and the Met angle. Yeah. It's just a phenomenal thing. But the old timers, I know we just jumped around a little bit. It's a mishmash of Lord knows what. No disrespect. I don't need Homer Bush. I don't need some dude who had 9 at bats, who was pinch runner.
Come on.
Bring back the big boys. Get the heavy artillery, will you?
Yeah. Unless you were doing this team specific, like Shane Spencer could show up because they're honoring 2000.
Yeah, but
fine.
Even he went on a home run barrage. Like, he wasn't just a little Bush. Tidy. I mean, come on.
That dummy's down Yankees old timers day. All due respect, Homer.